Today is February 21st, and we're in Lewisville, Texas at Founders Classical Academy. We're also speaking on behalf of the Link Science Academy. My name is Mr. Brogdon, and I am here with Chelsea Onya and Elaine Castor from Founders Classical to discuss the legacy of clean energy research. No doubt, all are aware of the need for clean energy, but today, these two high school students hope to give an intriguing new viewpoint on the matter. So to start with, what do you two think about the state of our energy sources today?
Well, we are very dependent on non-renewable energies such as fossil fuels. Lots of our technology requires fossil fuels, and we have a lot of it. But one day we are either going to run out of it or run out of ways to access it. And it also causes problems with pollution. So it's not the best energy source that we could have.
Right. And another factor, and it's pretty shocking too, is that we have the tech for this. We oftentimes we say we need new technology, but this is actually available. But to really use it worldwide and make it safe and actually able to be used in a wide variety of our technology, such as our cars and our homes, this is another problem that we're facing.
We have the technology, but it's just not accessible for everyone in their daily lives. Things like solar panels and wind energy take a lot of special circumstances to access those things. So it's difficult for regular everyday people to be using those things every day. Even though there is the technology out there, we do need that energy. It's just not happening yet.
Yeah, and that's true. Today we say reduce, reuse, and recycle. We're all aware of this. Maybe in our personal lives, or as individuals, maybe as a family, we maybe take small efforts to really conserve. But it seems like it's not doing enough. And the fact of the matter is, like, we as humans, we love nature. We have preservations. We have examples of biomimicry that we do today, maybe in our different technologies, but very soon we will be forced to face what the problem is, our legacy that we will leave if we don't do more for clean energy.
Yeah, in the last couple of decades, I mean, the awareness of our environment and how we need to change our habits has, a lot more people have become aware of that. But it's very hard to change your habits just all of a sudden, especially in things we do every day, like our electricity, our cars. We talk about a lot what we should do, but it's hard to change our daily habits to make a huge impact on.
Right. Yeah, and as a nation, like, we talk about personally what we can do, but as a nation, too much must be done, maybe legally, to show how much we care about our impact and our legacy. And so nations as a whole, not even just America, but as a human family, we need to show how much we care about the future of our Earth and our nature. Because we're leaving this as a legacy for, like, us as high school students and the younger generations. So we need to show that we love our Earth by doing more for clean energy research.
Yeah, it's just sometimes it's just hard to use these new technologies that we've come up with. So a couple months ago, I went on a road trip. And there were these huge fields that we drove by that have tons of wind turbines. And the cities, they were mainly powered by wind energy. And I thought that was just amazing. But, like, in Lewisville, where we live, that's not a practical source of energy. We don't have big open fields. We don't have enough wind like that. So we have this technology, but it's not, it's either not available or it's just not practical in those certain situations.
Right, and I think even on a national level, our political differences keep us, and maybe even our greed and desire to keep these technologies that we currently have that maybe make companies a lot of money, that prevents us to advance clean energy. And we see that our cars are, we are so dependent on fossil fuels, and our homes, we, that, like you said, there's wind energy available, there's more, and if more research, that will be, more feasible.
Well, I know that Henry David Thoreau said that the earth is not inherited from our fathers, but borrowed from our children, right? So I would like to see if you two would define for us what clean energy is, and then tell us about the future, what it looks like, and how we get there.
Well, I think clean energy is energy that doesn't leave such a huge mark on the world. Like, clean energy would be something that reduces our carbon footprint and helps the environment and doesn't cause problems like fossil fuel does with the pollution.
Yeah, and clean energy is really natural. It's clean. It's produced from the earth. We're not taking from the earth as we are with fossil fuels, and the earth will naturally regenerate in this way, like if we use water power or solar power. And I know the solar power, there's so much energy available, but we're just unable to harness it right now. But it's clean if we are able to in a larger way. And our future really depends on what we can do for advancing clean energy research.
You mentioned how solar energy is not very accessible, and that is a huge part of what's going on with the technology right now. We do have the technology to capture solar energy, but not in big quantities. I know just within the last few years, we were able to come up with batteries that can hold a lot of solar energy, but just making those batteries and the solar panels, it's very expensive, so there needs to be new technology that not just is able to capture more solar energy, but new technology to make that stuff that'll capture this solar energy.
Yeah, and as Mr. Brogdon said, we are borrowing this earth from our future generations, from people like us, and we're leaving a large carbon footprint. Our pollution is out of control. And this is really, as I said, due to greed. And I think our daily lives are not really affected so much by pollution, like generally, relatively in our area. Like there's not fires everywhere or anything because of that. And that's why a lot of companies, and it's not such a big priority right now for many. But as they said, it's Earth is borrowed from our future generation. And very soon we'll start seeing the large effects, and we are seeing them now, of what we're doing to our Earth.
You mentioned how the technology isn't getting better a lot of because of greed, and I think that's a big part of it. I think with different companies who are making technology that will capture this clean energy, they don't want to share that research, because if they share it, then they're not going to be able to make much of a profit off of it as they could have if they kept it. And I think that's one thing that communities and even countries need to try to work through, is being able to share that technology with each other. I mean, if we had been completely open about what kind of technology we've been working on, it would be very interesting to see where we could be at this point if we're very open and willing to share with each other the technology we've made to benefit the earth.
Right, and yeah, we have to transcend these political differences, our political boundaries, it's interesting, and we just see how we draw these borders, but really it's all one. It's all the earth, and we just have put our own standards on it, our own opinions of where our borders stop and where yours start. So we have to, not only as individuals but as nations, do more to leave a better legacy for our future generations.
People talk about a lot what they can do as individuals. I hear people always talk about recycling, reusing, that sort of thing. And that is very important. I think people are much more aware of it than they used to be. But changing those habits are very hard. And I think one thing we need to work on is making that more of a community effort. I think if we work together as a community to change our habits and to work on our carbon footprint, then I think we'll have a lot easier time changing our habits. I think we need to work together more as communities than we have in the past.
Yeah, my job, we often bag things for customers, and I'll just when I go shopping, we use plastic bags, but you think, oh, it's just five bags maybe we're using, but you go through customers and you'll just see how much they're using, and they'll sometimes, oh, double bag this and everything. You'll find you'll be taking all this plastic, and that is, it's taking non-renewable resources, and it's just, we as individuals might not think it's a big deal, but on a large scale, even not even nationally, but even in our communities, our homes, our neighborhoods, if we did more like reducing, reusing, recycling, we hear that all the time, but it has a large impact, even as individuals, as families, but on a larger scale.
Well, I could tell you both from my limited experience that I think the decision in the future is not if we go solar, but how. The debate, I think, is between giant solar farms and pumping electricity out to all the houses, or do we put solar panels on each and every individual house? So it's not how, or it's not when, but how. So, well, thank you both very much for sharing your insights and concerns on the legacy of clean energy. I think that's a nice start. Thank you all for listening to us, and hopefully this discussion got you as listeners thinking about what impact you as individuals and your local communities will leave. If you want to listen to this podcast again, you can find a link to it at www.linkscience.com, and we thank you again.